This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The Jewish people are facing their greatest threat to their existence since October 7th, the massacre that took place in Israel, and now the ongoing war. We all have an opportunity right now to stand with the Jewish people during this critical time, during a very special Stand with Israel rally that's going to take place Sunday afternoon, August 4th, 3 p.m. in northern Mississippi at the Sportsplex Gymnasium in Ripley, Mississippi. You are invited. The special speaker will be Colby Ferguson, who lives in Israel with his family. He heads up Maos Israel, an organization based in Israel that's making a huge difference.
So Maos is a Hebrew word which means strength. And so our vision for almost 50 years has been to strengthen Israel with the gospel. So we do a lot of practical things, humanitarian aid, but really our goal is to see Romans 11:26 and that all Israel shall be saved. And so we do that by various ways. We print materials to strengthen believers in their faith. We print Bibles. We help plant congregations all through the land and a lot of other things as a ministry that's been around for 50 years.
It's really hard to describe what Maos Israel does there in the land of Israel because you are involved in so many different things there in the land, and you are helping not only Jewish people, but you are helping Arab people. You do humanitarian support. Literally, you know, there are just so many aspects to Maos and what you all do, and I want to encourage people to connect with Maos Israel. They can do that when they go to Maos Israel.org. That's M-A-O-Z, Israel.org. You can find out more about what this incredible organization is doing there in the land of Israel. And you are doing a lot of things there in the land. It's just hard. You know, we could spend the next 2 hours telling everybody about what you all are doing there in the land.
Yeah. And, you know, people ask us, you know, how did everything that's happening now and the war affect you? Well, you know, the vision remains the same. You know, it hopefully if we're doing things right, you know, our vision doesn't change, just like what the Lord, what Yeshua, Jesus, what he went through. I was just thinking about all the pain and suffering and things he went through. You know, the vision was the vision. The vision didn't change no matter the difficulty, no matter the consequences of what he went through, but you still saw the results. So we did change a lot of our modus operandi, how we function during the war, but it has not changed our vision and what we want to accomplish, and that's that people are strengthened, and if hearts are open, which they are opening more than we've ever seen, that they'll be open to hearing and considering that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Jewish Messiah. So that's our goal, and that doesn't change. Vision is the same from generation to generation, no matter what we're all going through.
Maosisrael.org is where you can find out more. And I wanted to tell everybody here at the top of the program, Colby, that you are actually going to be speaking very, very soon in northern Mississippi. And this is a very, very special rally to stand with Israel. It's happening at the Sportsplex Gym in Ripley, Mississippi on Sunday, August 4th at 3 p.m. Everybody from across the country is invited to come and stand with Israel. And again, that is in Ripley, Mississippi. That's the northern part of Mississippi at the Sportsplex there. I just want to encourage everybody to put this date down on your calendar. Come and be a part of this Stand with Israel rally in North Mississippi, an opportunity for us to come together and say, we stand with the Jewish people. We stand with Israel. I hope to see you there. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.